Hey, Alan, a warning if
hey.
You start drinking these green juices.
Yes?
I just took a sip of it during that Macklemore song. And? They coat your throat in a way that makes you phlegmy.
I would think that it would clear. Maybe you should chase it with some lemon.
No, I think you're, maybe I should, but I think your mouth waters a little bit with all the greens, and now it's kind of, it's phlegmed up my throat. So pardon me if I have to clear it in the middle of my conversation with Demi
Lovato.
Which
is really bad for your vocal cords. Demi Lovato will tell you.
I have the worst habit of doing that. She's on with us right now. Ms. Whoa. Lovato.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
Good, I'm just in New York.
You are? And what are you doing there?
I'm sitting in a car at a red light, and a horse just pulled up next to me in a buggy and, like, started peeing in the road, and that was crazy because it did not look normal.
It is that, so loud when they do that.
And that is loud. That was not what I was thinking.
Well, I didn't roll down my window to hear it, but
right.
I've never seen a horse pee before.
I think I saw a deer do it the other day. I saw
you a deer.
Yeah.
Wait, where were you in the wilderness?
I saw a deer. A deer, it leaps over this fence. I thought it was a coyote. It was a deer.
Yeah.
And then it stops and stares at me. And then it sits in like a tripod position and it just starts to tinkle.
I had no idea they sat like that. They squat.
But Demi, I think I know.
I just went to Africa and I actually, on safari, watched two lions mating at like three times.
Three times? The same pair?
Yes.
You're way too young to have your fantasy fulfilled.
Are they vocal as it's happening?
Only afterwards. Like right at the
end. Afterwards, hear me roar.
I think I know the reason that the horse is peeing near you. Aren't you traveling with a goat after that trip to Africa?
You know what? You're totally right. Yes, I'm not traveling with them. I'm, you know, leaving him in the custody of a family that really needs him. But I was honored with a goat that I named Billy from one of the communities in Kenya. And it was amazing because there was this huge celebration for my birthday, and I didn't know what was going on. People were just taking my hands and dancing and, you know, singing in Swahili, and I was having a blast, and then all of a sudden they put a goat in my arms, and it wasn't like a baby goat.
It was a
nice-sized goat.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what? They were like, it's for you. I was like, oh, my God, I got a goat.
And so you left it, though, with the family there?
Yes, I did.
Which will bring them milk, and they can make cheese and all kinds of good things.
Exactly. Yeah, and, you know, if I brought it back here, I would probably at my grandma and grandpa's place, because they have that's where they have my little sister's horse.
Yeah.
And it would be in Arkansas, and I wouldn't be able to see it, so it has a better purpose there.
Well, I'm glad that sounds like a very enlightening trip. It sounds like you had a good time and probably learned a lot, too.
It was really life-changing, actually. I learned so much, and my perspective on life really changed.
You know what else is life-changing is the panel on X Factor.
Good segue.
Yeah, it is, though. I mean, it's a life-changing thing that you're going to change your life yet again. So you've done this before. You've been strangled. I saw in a picture, you were strangling Simon.
No, yeah, I strangled.
Yeah.
I strangled him.
That's right. You were
that.
You were strangling him in the photo I saw. So what made you want to come back?
What made me want to come back was I had so much fun last year, and I learned so much, and it really made me want to work harder as an artist. And, you know, I got great feedback last year, so I thought, why not do it again this year?
Demi Lovato is here. Hang on for 1 second in that car at the red light. We are going to come back. 102.7 Kiss FM, Justin Timberlake, Take Back the Night. Demi Lovato's on the phone with us, girls. So, now, Demi, no stranger to fame and being in the public eye, but it seems like in the last couple of years, your fan base has grown in such a broad way and also such a really loyal way and have connected you in a way that I'd never seen before. Why do you think that is?
Well, first of all, I have awesome fans, so that's
right.
Why.
Check.
But I am really lucky because I've been able to share my story with my fans. And instead of them judging me or, you know, shunning me from the decisions that I've made and just my past, they've actually embraced it. And it's just this awesome understanding where it's not a normal relationship between fans and an artist. It's much more deeper than that.
And, you know, Tanya, who's a big fan, remember when you were here, she was singing along to your song the second it came out. She's nodding her head, and
yes.
she just typed into my computer, I am. She goes, it's because she's amazing.
Oh, my God, I love her. I love her so much.
She's dressed
like you today.
She's wearing your hat.
Know.
I bet you didn't know she took your hat last time you were here.
Yeah, what happened to that?
Yeah, she's got it. But while we're sharing, tell us about Wilmer.
Nice segue, Ellen.
You know,
because we love him. He's amazing too.
He is an incredible human being, and I am honored to have him in my life. But I do feel like, regardless of what the status is, I share so much with the world that I like to keep some things private, and. You know, and it's just something that I don't want to talk about, respectfully, you know. But it's like, it's opening up my sacred private life that I have now.
Well, we respect that.
Well, we do respect that. And the only thing is, but you got to not go to Disneyland with people then.
Right?
I mean, isn't that like the most on the radar place? Because I understand, because I get it, but I've not gone to Disneyland in a minute because of it.
But if you want to have fun with a friend, I mean, you should be able to go to Disneyland and not have to answer, I guess, you know?
Right. I mean, you can do whatever you want. You can be seen holding hands. You can, you know, be seen wherever. But, you know, it doesn't mean you have to talk about it or acknowledge it, because it just opens a can of worms.
So tell me this. You're joining Glee this season. Your character is Santana's love interest, right?
Yes.
So tell me about that. How's that been for you?
It's been awesome. We had our first episode together this last week. And one, I love Glee because the acting is awesome. The music is incredible. They're so talented. Ryan Murphy is amazing. And I'm good friends with a lot of the cast members already. So it was like walking into a giant hangout kind of environment. They already knew everybody. But, yes, I play Santana's love interest, Naya Rivera's character. And I think that a lot of people, what I want people to take from this isn't, oh, my God, Demi's kissing a girl, like, this is crazy or whatever. I want people to take from it as, this is actually an incredible step in our generation today, where I'm able to play a young lesbian on primetime TV. You know, it's becoming the norm, and I'm honored to be able to be, hopefully inspiring people with my character to be who they are, and you know, and not be afraid of it or ashamed. It's something that is very common, and people were uncomfortable with before, but now it's becoming the norm, and I'm so excited that I get to be a part of it.
And Ryan Murphy's genius. I'm a big fan of his ever since. What was that show he did? Popular, way back in the day. He did a show called Popular.
Oh, my God.
Do you remember that?
I totally watched it.
I was so I didn't even know him at that point, but I was so sucked into it. I loved it. I loved that show, but he's genius. Hey, so Demi, we are going to have Fifth Harmony here in a few minutes. I've not met them yet.
Oh, my God.
What are they like?
They are, okay, be prepared. When they're all together, they're really, really, really excited.
Okay.
Just completely thankful to be in the industry and appreciative of every single opportunity that they have. They're incredible girls, and I love them like little sisters. They're just incredible. You'll meet them, and you'll be like, wow, that was a lot, but. At the end of the day, they're so thankful and grateful. They're down to earth, and I just am so happy for them.
Right on. Well, thanks for that was a long red light. Thanks for hanging out and giving us a call at the intersection there.
Thank you. X Factor.
The two-night premiere begins September 11th. That's 8/7 Central on Fox. Demi Lovato, thanks for calling, sweetheart. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
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 Wow, Ellen.
Wow. You didn't want to know about Wilmer?
Oh, no, I was just saying, well, Ellen.
Oh, I thought you were giving me that look like.
Why are you acting so guilty?
Well,